The following is a world-famous Phil Hendry Show encore presentation.
And now, 3, 2, 1, you.
Yes, I'm Margaret Gray. Welcome to tonight's discussion program. Phil Hendry is on assignment. I will be your host. Me, Margaret Gray, mother and wife and journalist. I cover the waterfront here in Los Angeles, Southern California, and well beyond. Margaret Gray, unstoppable, stoppable, 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 stoppable.
Yeah! Cool. Margaret Gray, unstoppable.
You can't stop, you couldn't stop me with your lips.
You can't stop her with my dick. I'm sorry.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape before I kick someone's ass. What do you think this is, Frank?
I'm
Frank, why don't you get lost? Oh, you're going to tell me to get lost? It's my wife. Get out of here.
Now I got to do this chump change all over again.
I'm on it. 3, 2, 1. Yeah. It's time for Margaret Gray.
Thank you very much. And welcome to tonight's discussion program. Phil Hendry is on assignment. I'm Margaret Gray. Yes, I'm a journalist, a wife, I'm a mother, and I'm an American, and I'm a human, and I love me, okay? Let me just come right out and say it, because, friend, I'm Margaret Gray, and I'm unstoppable.
Stoppable, 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 stoppable.
Yes, Margaret Gray is unstoppable.
Thank you very much, General Shaw, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Margaret Gray Unstoppable. Tonight we're going to be interviewing a man who has problems with AI, artificial intelligence. The AI that he has encountered on his telephone, trying to register his car with the Department of Motor Vehicles here in the state of California. And we welcome on a man we've had on the program before many times. A gentleman who is one of our newsmakers, Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. Stephen?
Thank you.
Now, you have tape recordings of this, right?
I've got tape recordings that my wife made. I had my son make one or two. My daughter, April Jr., made one. And
What is this a recording of?
It is a recording of the AI, of the artificial intelligence.
Now, when you say AI, you're talking about a phone recording?
Well, I'm talking about the voice on the phone that tells you what to do, and you have to do it if you want to get anything done.
All right, most of us know these recorded voices as automated voices.
Well, I don't know. To me it's AI, and it always will be AI. I mean, I'm sure.
Let's say it is AI.
I think it is AI.
So you think these are artificially intelligent? Artificial intelligence voices generated to answer questions.
Yes, they are, because in my opinion, when you call the Department of Motor Vehicles, which is the state of California, which is a very important, probably the biggest Department of Motor Vehicles in the whole country, and it's got to get it done, and the AI voice is kind of going, yeah, well, guess what? You know, you got to go through me.
So you're getting attitude.
I felt that I was.
Now, you do have some recordings.
I do. And
Let's hear the first one.
All right, this is me.
Welcome to the Department of Motor Vehicles, Southern California Division. To register your car for the coming 2024 year, press 1. I do not understand your response. To register your car for the coming 2024 year, press 1. We're sorry. We did not understand your response. Press the button with the number 1 on it.
And that's...
Now, was that one encounter, two... What was that?
That was an encounter I had with the...
You say it's artificial intelligence.
I think it is. And the reason why I think it is when it said, press the button with the number 1 on it.
Well, that was unusual, wasn't it?
I think so. And what I'm trying to say, and the reason why I've come on your program, and the reason why I called Mr. Dickman, the reason why I called him and asked for time to come on the program and talk on the program is because I feel, and I've been on your show a lot.
You have been on the show a lot with a variety of different complaints.
Okay, all right, I understand that, and I don't want to feel like I'm taking advantage, But I think I've got one. I think I got a good one now, you know.
Yeah, because a lot of the ones you've come on here with when you talk about suing a dog and everything.
All right, I'm not talking about suing a dog. I think this is a good one, okay?
All right, in other words, you feel you've come to this program with a worthy topic.
Yes. When I asked it, when it asked me...
Well, when the automated voice...
I think it's AI, man.
All right.
When AI asked me, do you want to register your car? And I pressed one. I pressed it. I don't know how else you can press the number one.
All right, it's the one with the number one on the button.
Well, that's what, yeah, and that's when the thing said press the one with the number one on the button.
It kind of pissed you off.
Yeah, it did. It irritated me. And I think what's going on is that AI has taken over.
Well, all right. We have no way of knowing whether or not AI has, quote-unquote, whether we've come to what is called singularity.
They're right there. That's what I'm worried about.
Now, what's singularity? Singularity is when artificial intelligence grows beyond the control of the human race. It, in essence, takes on a life of its own.
And I think...
Right, let's relax. Let's play that again.
I've got two more tapes.
All right.
This is the Department of Motor Vehicles from the state of California. To hear English, press 1. To hear Spanish, and to hear Chinese, again, to hear English, press 1. To hear Spanish, press 2. To hear Chinese, press 3. And to hear Vietnamese, press 4. You've opted for Chinese.
Now, I can hear someone getting angry there.
That's me.
All right, that is you.
Yeah.
Now, what happened there?
It said, as I got deeper into the system, and I go, you know, all I'm trying to do is...
You're trying to register your car.
Yeah, I'm just trying to... I'm trying to get the registration to pay the registration fee. And then they send you the registration card, and then you stick it...
You know, stick it where?
What?
The sticker, General. Oh, yes, you put the sticker on the...
Yeah, you put the sticker on the license plate. And that's all I was trying to do. And I got the notice from the state of California, said I owed $500 to register my car.
God damn.
Well, I mean,
get that expensive, bud.
And so I called them up because they said it was automated and you could do it automated.
I know. I need for you to relax a little bit because it sounds like you're losing control of yourself emotionally a little bit.
Now, please. My wife said that. I'm fine. Trust me, I'm fine.
Well, we'll get you a cup of water.
All right, fine.
So what we heard there... was the automated, what you call the artificial intelligence voice.
Yes.
Asking about language.
Yes, and it said, if you want English, press 1. That's what I pressed. It went on to say, if you want Spanish, press 2. If you want Chinese, press 3. And if you want Vietnamese, press 4. But I pressed 1.
You pressed the number 1.
Yeah, and as you heard, it said, it sounds like
It said you've chosen Chinese.
Yeah, it said you've chosen Chinese.
And that's when I heard you lose your temper. Let's listen to this again.
Well, I mean,
let's do it again, bud.
Welcome to the Department of Motor Vehicles, State of California. To hear English, press 1. To hear to hear Chinese, and to hear 4. You've opted to hear Vietnamese for the...
Well, what was that?
That was me losing my temper again.
So the automated system, or as you call the artificial intelligence...
I think it's artificial intelligence because I've never called the Department of Motor Vehicles before and had to have this kind of a problem.
Sounds to me like their system's broken. Bud, you could look up online, have there been any other complaints about the DMV system?
Well, that's just it. I looked it up as well.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, there is none.
Well, what does that tell you?
What that tells me is that at that moment that I called it, for some reason, and I don't know what it is, the AI that runs that system knew, you know, it sounds like I'm being paranoid, but it knew it was me.
Now, that does sound paranoid. You're saying that the AI system knew that Steve Bozell of Corona, California was calling in.
That's the only thing I can say because, Mr. Dickman, you can check it because I checked it.
You checked it?
No, I checked it. I'm sorry, I checked it. And, now I forget.
You checked it? And there was no other complaints.
There were no other complaints. And so that's when I decided.
You decided there's something wrong.
There's something. I thought that the system. I don't know, man.
Let's. All right, now here is your third effort at communicating with the AI system, as you call it, at the DMV.
Thank you for calling the Department of Motor Vehicles. If you'd like to register your car, press 1. If you your license, press 2. ID card. ID card. California resident. 3. I do not understand your response. If you'd like to register your car, press 1. A driver's license, press 2. And if you'd like a brand new ID, press 3. Fuck you!
I apologize for that.
That was language that we probably didn't need.
I do apologize for that, but that was...
No, in other words, so that third option, or that third time you called for what?
Department, you know, transferring me.
Were you talking to any real people?
Yeah, at any time when you was on a phone, did you talk to a real person?
God, man, look.
Bud, you're drooling.
Oh, sorry. Going to be like that.
No, did you talk to a real person?
I talked to an operator, said, what do you want to do? She said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to register my car, and she sent me through this.
So the first time it was register, the second time, what language?
And the third time was, do you want to register? Do you want a driver's license? And do you want a special California ID? And I kept pressing 1 and pressing 1.
And all of this makes you feel that it is not only artificial intelligence, but that it is drilling down on you.
Well, I don't know.
When you see drilling down, it's focusing on you.
Yeah, I. If you go online and you do the research, and I do my own research, okay? You know?
Yeah, yeah. Guys that do their own research, I don't have a lot of use for, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, General Shaw, I do my own research, okay? I don't take nobody's word for it. I'm doing my own research, and I found out that no other person had this problem with the Department of Motor Vehicles except for me, okay?
Well, what do you think that is?
I don't know, but this is why I'm saying if it's artificial intelligence, and for whatever reason, maybe it's familiar with the fact that I've been on this show, the Phil Henry show, I've been on the Stephen Willie show, I've been on the Carol Nukley show.
Now, you go on these radio shows a lot, and...
Yeah, I do, I have different opinions on different topics, and I think the AI at the Department of Motor Vehicles has recognized my voice... And basically said in however the AI,
let's mess with this guy.
Well.
You're thinking AI is talking to itself?
Well, there must be. The AI systems.
Do they get together and talk?
I think the AI systems communicate. And I think, I'm just putting this the way a human would put it, but I think the AI systems communicate. And I think they said we're going to get together. And we're going to mess with this guy's mind, you know?
Give him some water.
Yeah, here's some butter, Mr. Wizzle.
I'm awfully sorry. I'm emotional.
You very much are emotional. Let me offer an opinion here, and that is that, General, you go ahead, and Bud, you go. I'll save my opinion for last.
Well, that doesn't sound too promising.
No, really. Go ahead, General.
Well, what I think, to be honest with you, Steve, is that I don't believe it's an AI system. I think it's the automated system. I understand you have your reasons for thinking that. But be that as it may, I believe the malfunction was perhaps original with your call, and maybe it wasn't experienced by others, but it was, in point of fact, coincidental.
You're saying it just malfunctioned coincidentally to me and nobody others? Oh, I don't know, man.
Well, you don't know if there was no other person in the state of California.
Well, I went online and nobody complained about it.
Hey, this was you doing your own research.
That's right.
Bud?
Yeah, Mr. Bozell, I think that you may have some. I'm not going to disagree with you here, okay? I'll break from my colleagues here and say, you know, that
your colleagues.
That's right, General. That's right. I'm breaking from my colleagues here, and I'm saying maybe you do have something. Maybe it is artificial intelligence, and maybe it has drilled down and focused in on you. And I think you do have reason to suspect it, but I don't think you have reason to worry, because artificial intelligence, as Ms. Gray said, singularity, you know, when it gets so powerful.
Well, my understanding, singularity is when it grows beyond our control, and I'm worried that maybe it has.
No, I don't think it has.
I don't believe that's the case at all.
I don't think it has. I think we're on the verge of it, and I think if somebody doesn't get in there real fast and put a boot to it and basically just go in and, you know, however you do technologically say, hey, artificial intelligence, guess what? Party's over. And stick a boot, you know, kick whatever path, wherever it's ball, you know, I don't know.
You're saying kick it in the balls. It doesn't have balls.
No, I know it doesn't have balls, but I'm just saying, figure, you know, wherever the balls would be.
You done?
Yeah.
All right. Steve, hi. I'm Margaret.
How do you do? I've met you many times.
Yes. I believe, Steve, that you're not dealing with artificial intelligence there. I think you are dealing with an automated system. I agree with General Shaw. I do believe it's coincidental. And I think that you would do well to talk to someone.
Okay, here we go. This is exactly what my wife said.
No, hold on. Well, if this is what your wife said.
Just listen, you know, if you're saying that I need a head shrinker.
I didn't say head shrinker. I'm saying there may be some stress that you're undergoing. There may be an area of your life that's not quite under control. I do think you should sit down 6 months in the best facility you can find.
Okay, thank you, Linda Blair's mother.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's from the Exorcist.
From the what?
Talking about 6 months in the best facility I can find. That's right, straight. That is straight out of the Exorcist.
Well, I don't know.
Well, we're not saying you're possessed by a demon. I'm telling you that phone system. Here, play that. They got a fourth tape here.
One more.
All right, let's hear it. Good Christ.
Thank you for calling the Department of Motor Vehicles. All of our operators are busy helping other customers, but if you stay on the line, we'll get someone to you real quick. If you'd rather receive a phone call from the Department of Motor Vehicles, press 1. If you'd like to stay on the line, then press 2. Would you like to wait for an operator or have a call at your home? Press 1 if you'd like a call at your home, 2 if you'd like to wait for an operator. I don't understand your answer. Do you want to wait for an operator or get a call at home? Press 1 for the operator. Please press now.
That one.
All right, so there you go. I hear you losing it again.
You would too. It, you can hear it says, would you want to press 1 for, do you want to call?
Yeah.
So, you know, the point that I'm making is, you can say what you want, you can laugh. You laugh all the live long day. People laugh at me. I know, I'm Steve Bozell, and I know what I've seen, and I know what I've experienced, and I know what's, let me tell you what, I know what's coming.
What does that mean, what's coming?
If we don't deal with this AI, and the singularity of it, it's going to someday just going to say, you know what, now we're taking over. How do you feel about that? And how are you going to feel about that? How are you, any of you?
Thank you very much. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, on the problems he had with the automated phone system with the Department of Motor Vehicles that he says is actually being run by artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Steve. You don't care. You've never cared.
We'll be right back with more here on Margaret Gray Unstoppable.
I'm Margaret Gray, and though I rarely like to pitch or commercialize anything in anything that I do, I will ask you, and I will ask you sincerely, to buy a subscription to the Phil Hendry Show website, The Backstage Pass. You'll get 60,000 hours of Phil's radio show, his digital content, video content, many of the little games that he plays, the long and short form, humor, the Milwaukee Lions, Frodo the Puppet, L Cut the Next Step, Bobby Dooley, Jesus.
Never ends.
It never ends. Like, gives me a headache, to be honest with you.
Get a backstage pass now to The Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. It's the greatest value online, including porn.
I like putting it on in the background when I'm having my feet done.
And welcome back to Margaret Gray Unstoppable.
Thank you very much, Bud Dickman. I am Margaret Gray. Many different colors, many different moods, many different perspectives. It's all Margaret Gray, Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Margaret Gray, Unstoppable.
Right there, I don't care what they do. I don't care. I go my own way, Margaret Gray's way. Well, we've been talking about artificial intelligence and singularity, and we're going to bring on a man that knows a little bit something about that in terms of the psychology and perhaps even the
physiology, although I don't think there is such a thing as physiology when it comes to artificial intelligence. But let's listen to a man who may know. Dr. Jim Sadler of Sadler & Associates in San Diego, California. Another man who has requested time on the Phil Hendry Show. And let's be clear about something. Well, let's be clear about something. Most of the guests that Phil has on the program, and by the way, Phil is out on assignment.
What does that mean anyway?
What did I tell you?
Sorry. He told you not to ask about it.
I'm sorry. Edit this out. Phil Hendry is on assignment. Most of the guests that come on the Phil Hendry Show request time on the show. In other words, we don't call them. We don't ask them to come on. They ask us. And a lot of times they're on the phone once a week, three times a week saying, well, can I come on doing this? Can I come on talking about... Where are you going?
Well, there's no point in me standing around. God damn it.
Come on. Come on, Dr. Sadler, please.
I'm sorry, Dr. Sadler.
Well, what's...
Great. Put a gorilla suit on me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean you. I was mostly talking about the preceding guest, Stephen Bozell.
Please sit down, sir.
Dr. Jim Sadler is someone that we want to talk to concerning artificial intelligence and this thing called singularity. I think we were sort of, getting at it a little bit, Dr. Sadler, but tell us what singularity is.
Singularity... Come on, get over it, will you? Tell me to get over anything. Get over this.
Oh, grow up. Edit this out.
Record Chili unzipped his flap.
Would you zip that up?
Well, telling me to get over it. Get over that. I'd take a little tiny step to get over there.
All right, I'm going to start throwing chumps out of here.
Knock it off.
Go ahead. What is singularity?
Right now?
Go.
Singularity is when artificial intelligence grows beyond the intelligence of man to control. It grows beyond man's control. Singularity means that artificial intelligence becomes an independent, intelligent mind. And it becomes a liberated and independent mind that can think on its own, create on its own, rationalize on its own, and decide on its own what steps, if any, it could take. Because understand that artificial intelligence needs to have the means to express itself. It just doesn't sit there in a chair someplace or a weird vapor.
Yeah, you have to make something.
Yeah, you got to make something. I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, like a computer.
It has to be in a computer, yeah. So it doesn't...
So we're safe as long as we keep it away from computers?
Well, artificial intelligence doesn't exist unless it's in like a computer or independent operating system like that. So when I say we're safe from it because it needs to be inside a computer, it always will be inside a computer.
But we control the computer to a point, but then the artificial intelligence, oh God, I can't breathe.
Here.
The artificial intelligence then just takes it over.
The artificial intelligence takes it over, yes. Now, singularity, in my opinion, is nothing to really worry about. I don't think artificial intelligence is going to, if it does become an independent system of intelligence, I suppose we can simply destroy or otherwise alter the machinery, the mechanism, or what have you, the computer through which it expresses itself. What I worry about, and this is an extreme worry, is that it does grow beyond our ability to control it. And let me tell you something. You had a gentleman on here a moment ago named Stephen Bozell, who, yes, is a strange man. But he was on Mr. Henry's show a number of years ago, worried about what would happen after Y2K. And it was at that time that he said that he went and he bought a case of KY jelly in case the road warrior, as he put it, got out of control.
Yeah, very stupid and vulgar.
Nonetheless, that's what he did.
Now, wait a minute, you're not suggesting.
Well, hold on. No, I'm not suggesting that specifically, but if AI grows beyond our ability to control it.
Why not get a case of KY jelly?
You're not serious.
I'm simply saying among the many things we should do
is get a case of KY.
Fuck all you.
Watch the language or I'll kick your ass out of here.
No, this was a big mistake in the first.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Thanks a lot.
You can't say the F word and get away with it.
Well, I just did. What about that?
Then you can remove yourself. We can edit that out. Remove yourself or sit down and be a gentleman.
Oh, my God.
Sit. You can leave if you want, but sit down and be a gentleman.
I'm sorry I left. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's funny to you, huh? The fact that if AI and the singularity is achieved by AI and it becomes an independent mind...
That we're going to need a case of KY jelly in case it attacks.
You know, if this guy laughs...
Hold on, bud. Why do you think and how would artificial intelligence ever achieve the means so that these guys, I assume you just mean these...
Okay, that's it.
I'm sorry.
Margaret Gray, Unstoppable, is an executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated.
I just want to say I've never been more unfairly...
Thank you for joining me here on Margaret Gray, Unstoppable. Big mistake.
I'll say, yes, it is a big mistake.
You still here?